HDL, high density lipoprotein, is kind of your body's janitorial system. When you have an optimal amount of high density lipoproteins, HDL, it's like activating your janitorial system to sweep out any accumulated plaques and toxins and proteins along that arterial wall. I'm living proof that it works when you eat the foods I'm about to share with you. In 2022, my total HDL was 61, eating the foods I'm about to share with you. 2023, it raised all the way up to 65. And most recently, here in 2024, it's over 70 at 74 total.
The Greek definition for metabolism is to transform. Your metabolism is designed to take food and to transform it into energy so you feel good and burn fat. We are determined to deliver the science and art of metabolism to you. We bring on the thought leaders in this space to have life-changing conversations so you could apply and upgrade your metabolism. The topics covered here include biohacking, ketosis, carnivore, fasting strategies, mindset, and metabolic health. Your body was built to be self-healing. Our goal is to identify the interference and remove it. You are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. Welcome to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. My name is Ben Azadi. I'm the best-selling author of Keto Flex, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me.
Welcome back to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. My name is Ben Azadi. I am your host, and today's episode is a solo episode where I'm going to reveal to you the best foods to raise this protective lipoprotein called HDL and clear out your arteries. I'm going to get into how heart disease develops. Here's a hint. There's only one cause of heart disease. Stay tuned for that. I'm going to first start this conversation or this episode out listing the foods that are highly inflammatory, that damage your blood vessels and lead to heart disease. And then the second half of this episode is all about the key foods to incorporate. I'm going to share my personal blood markers when it comes to HDL over the last 3 years, along with my fasting insulin. And they're optimal levels, and you'll hear that. You could see that. I actually put it on the YouTube video, and the YouTube video of today's episode will be released on our YouTube channel tomorrow, Sunday, April 7th. And then I'm going to list to you the foods that I've been eating and sharing, teaching my students to eat that have been shown not just through anecdotal evidence, but through a lot of research, extensive research, to raise HDL and protect you. So write the foods down, take it to your grocery store, and buy these foods. Before I get into the episode here, I want to share real quick two of our episode sponsors for today. And then the rest of the way, there's no more ads, I promise you. So we have Wild Pastures, my favorite resource for getting grass-fed, grass-finished meats and seafoods and proteins from regenerative farms. A lot of the foods I'm going to list today, you could actually get from Wild Pastures, and they're clean, high quality. They deliver it to your home, your front door, and we have a special deal for Metabolic Freedom listeners to get $20 off your box for life, free shipping, and $15 off your first box. If you click the link in the podcast notes down below, you could check that out. Then we have Upgraded Formulas, one of my favorite supplement companies that make these nanoparticle, incredibly high absorption rate supplements. My favorite from them include their Upgraded Magnesium. I take two before bed. We also have their cramp relief product that my fiance takes the week of her period when she's dealing with menstrual cramps. They have great testing, hair mineral analysis testing kits, where you test your hair and it'll tell you which imbalances you have in terms of minerals in your body, and you could actually fine tune your supplement rotation to optimize those balances in your minerals, which is very, very important. These are high quality supplements that actually are very absorbable inside of your cells. The nanoparticle technology assures this. That's why I love this company. So if you head to upgradedformulas.com and use the coupon code KETOSIS at checkout, you'll get 15% off your entire order. We'll drop that down below. All right, without further ado, let's discuss the best foods to raise HDL and clear out your arteries. Heart disease is the number one killer in the United States and in most countries worldwide. It's estimated that 695,000 people die from heart disease here in the United States every single year. Every 33 seconds, somebody is dying from heart disease here in the United States. The most important question to ask is, how do you clear out your arteries to prevent this from happening to you? I love the question because it has genius written all over it. Einstein said, intellectuals solve problems, geniuses prevent them. The fact that you clicked this video to watch it proves that you are a genius. The body clears accumulated plaques in your arteries via high-density lipoproteins. So when you do your cholesterol panel, that is the HDL cholesterol, called the good cholesterol, although it's more of a lipoprotein than a cholesterol. In this lesson, I'm gonna be sharing with you the best foods that will raise HDL in your body and clear those arteries. Before we get to the list of those foods I want you to incorporate, let's start with the foods to remove that actually cause arterial blockages. The first classification of foods are called vegetable oils. They're also called industrialized seed oils, linoleic acid, and polyunsaturated fats, PUFAs. These omega-6 fats are arguably going to cause heart disease faster than smoking cigarettes. There are 9 of them that you want to avoid. I'm gonna list them all out for you in a minute. But first, I want you to understand how dangerous they are for you. These fats contain a chemical structure called polyunsaturated fatty acids. Now, the word poly means many. And when we look at the physical structure, the chemical structure of these fats, we see many double bonds in the chemical structure. Why this is significant is because the more double bonds a fat has and the closely they are located to other double bonds, the more unstable and reactive they are inside of your body. Most companies will process these fats at high heat temperatures. They're already unstable to begin with, and the high heat temperatures make them go rancid. And when it turns rancid, when they're producing these oils for you, it creates a bad smell and it looks pretty thick and sludgy. So what do? They add chemical agents to mask the smell and they add more chemicals to make it look clear. They put it into a bottle, put it in your grocery store, and unfortunately, the biggest fake news organization here in America called the American Heart Association puts their stamp of approval saying it is heart healthy for you. This is a shame because these oils actually are the cause of heart disease. It doesn't make any sense. When we consume these oxidized fats, they end up going into our bodies, which is already warm, but we probably end up heating these fats even more when you cook with them, and they will inflame your arterial wall, creating blockages, heart disease, and other issues as well. Think of a car, an old vehicle that's rusting inside and out. That's exactly what's happening to our arteries when we consume these fats. So here's a list of the 9 you want to avoid. Write these down. I will also outline them for you in the notes down below. We have canola oil, called rapeseed oil in the UK, corn oil, cottonseed oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, rice bran oil, grapeseed oil, and I would even throw fish oil into that conversation. It's an oxidized fat most of the time. Another fat to include here would be refined peanut oil. If you're gonna do peanut oil, make sure it's unrefined organic. I'm gonna share more healthy fats and swaps for you to raise HDL and clear out those arteries, but I wanna talk about another classification of foods that are also causing issues in your arteries, and this is gonna be processed carbohydrates. These include, but are not limited to, cereals, pancakes, pasta, rice, brown rice, donuts, wheat bread, and so on and so forth. When you consume a high amount of processed carbs, it creates glucose and insulin spikes. Insulin is a hormone inside of your body that senses energy. And when it's high, it stores body fat. So it also will cause weight gain. But the problem here is that it also damages your blood vessels. When you have high glucose and insulin spikes throughout the day by eating processed carbs and eating it frequently, it's kind of like having hundreds of construction workers inside of your arteries with jackhammers creating inflammation along the arterial wall. And the truth is, there's only one cause of heart disease, and that cause is damage to your blood vessels. Now, what causes damage to your blood vessels is multifactorial. For sure, the seed oils. The second thing are the processed carbohydrates and the high insulin levels. There are other things that damage your arterial wall, like environmental toxins and yes, even stress. But on the conversation here on carbs, when you have high glucose and insulin spikes, it'll create inflammation along that arterial wall. So the goal is to lower your total carbohydrate intake, and the carbs you want to come from whole, healthy food source carbohydrates, and eat more protein and fat. Carbohydrates spike glucose and insulin the most. Protein has a very small response, and fat doesn't touch the dial, the needle on insulin. So your goal right here is to consume, if you want to be in ketosis, under 50 total grams of carbs per day. Or if your goal is not keto, you still want to do low carb, under 125 grams of carbs per day. Now, the following foods I'm going to share with you have been proven to raise HDL. Science backs it up. I also have my own personal experience to back it up as well. As I mentioned, the goal is to raise HDL. HDL, high density lipoprotein, is kind of your body's janitorial system. When you have an optimal amount of high density lipoproteins, HDL, it's like activating your janitorial system to sweep out any accumulated plaques and toxins and proteins along that arterial wall. I'm living proof that it works when you eat the foods I'm about to share with you. You can see on the screen here, in 2022, my total HDL was 61, eating the foods I'm about to share with you. 2023, it raised all the way up to 65. And most recently, here in 2024, it's over 70, at 74 total. The optimal goal is to get that HDL between 60 and 90. Insulin is another marker we want to test as well. As I mentioned, high insulin damages the blood vessels. And you can see on the screen here, my insulin levels have been very sensitive over the years eating the foods I'm about to share with you. In 2022, my insulin levels were 6.6. 2023, it dropped down to 3.6. And most recently, here in 2024, 3.7. You want your fasting insulin in the single digits. If you haven't tested that, go get that done immediately. So if you like to achieve high HDL numbers like me and clear out those arteries, here is a list of the foods you want to incorporate and eat every single day. The first list of foods are called saturated fats. And I know we've been taught the boogeyman is cholesterol and saturated fats, but that could be further from the truth. The truth is, a lie repeated often enough becomes the truth. And we have been fed a whole bunch of lies when it comes to saturated fat. I mentioned that polyunsaturated fats have a lot of those double bonds, making it unstable. Saturated fats have zero double bonds, making it a very stable fat. And your cells and membranes that protect your cells, the membrane, the cell membrane wall, actually is made up of saturated fats partially. Your body loves saturated fats. Your arteries love saturated fats. My favorite saturated fats for raising HDL and cleaning out your arteries include grass-fed butter and grass-fed ghee. These fats are high in fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K, and it has them in the perfect balance. They also contain a good amount of omega-3 fats, which are anti-inflammatory, and a fat called conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, which actually helps with fat loss. The fat-soluble vitamins help with bone density, immune health, and overall inflammation. The next food is red meat and lamb. Red meat and lamb are high quality, bioavailable protein sources for you. And protein is a very important macronutrient. Arguably, a lot of people who are overweight, they're under-muscled because they're under-protein. When we think about animal-based meat versus plant-based meat, animal-based meat like red meat and lamb actually contain all the essential amino acids to build your body. Plant-based proteins, can't say the same for them. Red meat and lamb is rich in heme iron, zinc, vitamins B12 and B6. Iron is particularly high in red meat and is a crucial role for building hemoglobin, which carries oxygen in the blood. We know zinc supports the immune system, helps with testosterone and hormone health as well. Next we have beef tallow, which is a great fat for cooking your foods in. It's very stable, helps your food taste delicious. They don't go rancid and oxidize. Definitely recommend adding in some high quality beef tallow to cook your foods in. Next we have organic pastured pork. Did somebody say bacon? Yes, but hear me out. It needs to come from a clean source of pigs, because pigs are one of the dirtiest animals out there. But if you can find a clean source, then you're going to get the benefits. And the benefits of high quality pork include high quality protein, antioxidants, and let's face it, tastes pretty damn good. Next, we have coconut oil. It's a saturated fat, great for cooking as well, along with the beef tallow. Coconut oil contains medium chain triglycerides. And the significance of that is that medium chain triglycerides go directly into your cells and feed your mitochondria energy, helps your mitochondria use and produce ketones, helps your mitochondria uncouple, which helps to lower inflammation, gives your brain a source of energy, medium chain triglycerides bypass digestion and stomach acids and bile and go right into your cells. There are also antimicrobial and antifungus properties to coconut oil as well. So you could do some coconut oil pulling or even just cooking with the coconut oil works as well. Next, we have raw dairy. Raw dairy is very different than pasteurized dairy. Studies suggest that 75% of the adult population in the entire world cannot process pasteurized dairy. The pasteurization process gets rid of some bad bacteria, true, also gets rid of some good enzymes and bacteria, not good. But raw dairy has it all for you. Just make sure it comes from quality grass-fed organic cows. And raw dairy is great for the immune system and also can be anti-inflammatory as well. Those are the saturated fats that you want to incorporate. Now let's talk about monounsaturated fats. So monounsaturated fats contain just one double bond. Not as stable as saturated fats, but still way more stable than the polyunsaturated fats. So here's a list of my favorite monounsaturated fats to raise HDL in your body. Wild-caught salmon is the first one. Wild-caught seafood, including salmon, is much healthier than farm-caught salmon. Farm-caught seafood contains high amounts of something called PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, which are carcinogenic. They're naturally gray and they put a pink dye to make it look more natural. There's a lot of problems with farm fish, but wild-caught fish, especially wild-caught salmon, is loaded with EPA and DHA, which is great for brain function. It's also anti-inflammatory as well. These fats are crucial for cardiovascular health. Salmon also is rich in protein, a good amount of vitamin D, good amount of B vitamins as well, along with selenium and potassium. Next, we have olives and olive oil. You want to make sure they're organic, but a lot of studies suggest that olives and olive oil is great for heart health. These fats contain a good amount of oleic acid, which is known for its heart healthy properties. Consuming an adequate amount of olive oil and olives can lower LDL, small sticky LDL particles, and raise your HDL particles. Olive oil and olives also contain a good amount of oleocanthals, which are a powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant for the brain. They also contain a good amount of polyphenols and vitamin E. Vitamin E is the most important antioxidant for your cell membrane. The question I get asked, can I cook with olive oil? The goal is to use a low heat for olive oil. You want to use it more so for salad dressings and dips. I personally use the best olive oil in the world. It is organic, cold processed, first harvest, and I'm part of this fresh pressed olive oil club, and I get delivered every quarter three amazing bottles of the highest quality, best tasting olive oil you'll ever come across. And you could get a $39 bottle for just $1 by going to ketocampoliveoil.com or clicking the link down below. Next, we have eggs with the yolk. Eggs are packed with nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. They're a good source of vitamin B12, vitamin D, vitamin A, riboflavin, phosphorus, selenium, and many others. In addition, eggs contain a good amount of lutein and zeaxanthin, two very important antioxidants that support eye health and may reduce the risk of age-related macular degeneration. Keep in mind when you're cooking your eggs, the more runny, the better. The more overcooked the eggs are, the more oxidized they become and you lose a lot of these nutrients. So a light scramble that is more soft scramble or runny yolk, that's gonna be better for you than hard-boiled eggs or overly scrambling those eggs. Next, we have avocados. Avocados actually contain 2 times more potassium than bananas, and it does not give you that glucose and insulin spike that a banana will give you. We know that potassium is one of the most important electrolytes in your body, and you could get a good amount, about 800 milligrams of potassium in a single avocado. Avocado also contains a good amount of phytosterols, which helps lower inflammation. They contain a good amount of B vitamins, especially B6, great for stress and your adrenal glands. Then we have the following nuts and seeds. Pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds contain a good amount of magnesium, zinc, iron, and protein. These nutrients support eye health, bone health, heart health, energy production, and overall well-being. Next, we have hazelnuts, loaded with antioxidants, including the very important cell membrane antioxidant, vitamin E, and also contains a good amount of flavonoids. These antioxidants and flavonoids protect your cells and membranes from oxidative stress. Next, we have pecans. I know some of you say it's pecans, Ben, not pecans. I think it depends on where you live, so you tell me how you pronounce it. But pecans, or pecans, are a good source of manganese, copper, thiamine, which is B1, and zinc. All these nutrients play a role in energy metabolism, antioxidant defense, and nerve function. Next, we have my favorite nut, macadamia nut. They're a good source of vitamins and minerals, including vitamin B1, thiamine, manganese, again, magnesium, and iron. All these nutrients play various roles in cardiovascular health, brain function, and nervous system health. So eat those foods. It'll raise your HDL. It'll clear out those arteries. This is your first step.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. Hopefully you wrote down those foods. I also wrote them down for you in the podcast notes, so you could just scroll down and see that, copy and paste it into your whatever notes tab that you use in your phone and take it to the grocery store. Go check out the episode sponsors down below and the resources we mentioned, like the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. We have that special deal with them for you to get a $39 bottle for a buck over at ketocampoliveoil.com. One important note here when it comes to preventing heart disease and even reversing it is the key role of nitric oxide. And most people are actually deficient in nitric oxide. And yesterday we released a brand new interview with the leading researcher in the world on nitric oxide, Dr. Nathan Bryan. It's a masterclass on the topic of nitric oxide. Go listen to it if you haven't heard it yet. It just released yesterday, April 5th. And then this Monday, we have another interview coming out with Dr. Lonnie Herman. And this will blow your mind. I'm wearing these patches right now, and I've been wearing them for a few weeks. And I've been getting some incredible results for myself and with my pets and with my friends and colleagues using these patches. And we took a deep dive into what exactly these patches are and what they do on that episode. So that'll be out this Monday with Dr. Lonnie Herman, which is April 8th. This is the new format here on the Metabolic Freedom Show, formerly called the Keto Cam Podcast, where we release a brand new interview, full-length interview every Monday and Friday, and then a brand new solo episode every Wednesday and Saturday. I hope you are loving it. If you are, please consider leaving the show a rating and a review. Share this episode with a friend. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ketocamp, camp with a K. Have an amazing weekend. I'll see you on the next episode. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Benazadi, disclaim responsibility from any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not accept responsibility of statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or non-direct interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.